Widely anticipated as the first major engagement of the armies of North and South, the Battle of First Bull Run began early on the morning of the 21st of July, 1861, when a Union flanking force under David Hunter and Samuel Heintzelman crossed Bull Run at Sudley Springs and advanced southward along the Sudley Road. At the same time, Daniel Tyler's division advanced along the Warrenton Pike to demonstrate against the Stone Bridge. Confronting both Union movements, Confederate Colonel Nathan Evans divided his brigade and moved to bar Federal passage along the Sudley Road, keeping the Federals at bay long enough to allow two of J.E. Johnston's brigades to come into line, those of Barnard Bee and Francis Bartow. As the fighting along the Sudley Road grew more intense, additional Union reinforcements arrived on the Confederate left via Sudley Springs, while a brigade under William T. Sherman managed to cross the creek upstream from the Stone Bridge and come into line on the enemy's flank. Under the combined weight of the Union advance, the rebels fell back, crossing the Warrenton Pike to rally atop Henry House Hill, where Thomas J. Jackson's brigade was drawn up in a strong defensive position. Here, Jackson's determined stand served to stem the tide of the Union advance, earning him the enduring nickname Stonewall. As additional rebel reinforcements were rushed to the scene, the Confederates gained the upper hand, eventually turning the Union right and driving McDowell's entire force from the field in a contagious panic.